We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Got a great show for you today. If you love losers, because that's where we're at. Loser Central, the loser capital of the sports world. The Giants got a win yesterday, but so what? We're all a bunch of losers. The New York Knicks couldn't come back home and beat a bad Magic team. The New York Jets, let's just start with them, because that was an embarrassment.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hi, finally recognizing that. Hi.
I forgot Evan was here. Good afternoon, Evan. How are you today?
I'm not great.
Yeah. Here's the problem. You came off a bye week. New England came off a gut-wrenching emotional loss to the Dallas Cowboys, and you didn't show up. And that includes Robert Saleh, who's supposed to be the defensive wonder kid, and everyone else involved with the New York Jet franchise. I've been their biggest fanboy since Zach got drafted, since Robert Saleh got the job. But yesterday was beyond unacceptable. Yesterday is the kind of game that makes you question if Robert Saleh was the right choice. That's it. That's the kind of game we got yesterday. The only thing New England did was run freaking screen passes. And they didn't see it coming. It's the only play they ran when Mac Jones threw the ball. And to have a 50 bone dropped right on your face after a bye week against a hated rival who has owned us now 12 consecutive times, it makes you have to rethink the whole damn thing.
Welcome.
Hi.
Good to see you.
It's not about me. It's got nothing to do with me.
The Jets haven't been able to stop a screen pass all season long. Have you noticed that? Have Jet fans noticed that? The difference is, yesterday afternoon, Bill Belichick, not because he's some evil genius, but because he's competent, says, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to continue to dial up these screen passes until the New York Jet defense can show me they can stop it. And they never did.
Yeah.
John Franklin Myers, you got paid. Remember? Got paid. Congratulations. Where the hell have you been the last 2 weeks? Quincy Williams, hey!
Oh, who cares about Quinnen? We've got Quincy.
Where the hell have you been? And I ask this about Robert Saleh, and I ask this especially about Mike LaFleur. What the hell have we seen through six games that lead you, they know what the hell they're doing? Give me anything other than just hope, other than, well, they can't be worse than Gase. Because guess what? They've been worse. This is pathetic, this is embarrassing, and I am sick and tired of blindly saying, well, it'll turn around, they're in good hands. Why? What about Robert Saleh over these six games? Give me some evidence. Give me some freaking evidence on why you think he knows what he's doing.
Well,
Mike LaFleur, who has 2 weeks to think about, hey, how can I make this offense look competent opening drive of the game? And what does he do? He dials up, let's run Michael Carter straight in the middle. Let's run Michael Carter off right guard. And then Zach Wilson gets sacked. What a game plan, Mike. It took you 2 weeks to come up with that garbage. Embarrassing.
Yeah, no, it's the worst loss in a long time. I mean, a 50-bone against New England of all teams after a bye week. It's embarrassing. And, you know, for whatever reason, I'd like to think Robert Saleh's still the guy. I like
why?
What he said afterwards.
Give me something. Give me why.
Prior to yesterday's game, I thought defensively the New York Jets had played pretty well. Zach Wilson is a rookie quarterback. I can accept the failures of a rookie quarterback because it's what they do. But yesterday changed the game for me. yesterday, you know, if you lose that game, you know, I don't know, 17-13, sucks we lost, but okay, I see development maybe, right? If the offense maybe could score, I see development maybe. But it was embarrassing. It was beyond embarrassing because midway through the third quarter, down by 30, the New England Patriots ran a flea flicker.
Yeah.
It was unsuccessful, but they were mocking us.
Yes.
That was Bill Belichick saying, all gas, no brakes. That's what Bill Belichick was saying to the New York Jets. He reminded us that even with a rookie quarterback, even though they're under 500 and, frankly, should be a lot better, they've been in every game but one they played this year against really good opponents, the New York Jets are a minor league franchise when compared to New England, and Bill Belichick wanted to remind us of that. I got nothing to say to him. He's right. I mean, 50 points? 54 to be exact.
How many times did Tom Brady do that to the Jets, Craig?
Yuck. He never did it
he
to the Jets.
He never did that.
That's correct.
He never did
Matter
that.
Matter of fact, so, the Jets haven't let up 50 points week back one to of 1979, Kotite, actually.
Well, the last time they gave up 50 was week one of Richie Kotite. That's right. Richie Kotite's first game coaching this team. Boomer Esiason was the quarterback. No ill will towards Boomer. He did throw three picks in that game. But bottom line is you've got to go back. How many years is that? 1995, do the math. How many years is that? It's 26 years ago. We've seen a lot of pathetic football over the last couple of years, and we got to go back 26 years for the last time they gave up a 50-burger, yeah. And you do it to a rookie quarterback?
Yes, who only threw screen passes.
Well, because the Jets couldn't stop
right.
it.
Like, I've never seen that in my life. You tell me that we can't guard guys deep. I don't know if they've got some kind of crazy newfangled scheme we've never seen before.
No.
And you want to tip your cap to the other coach
nope.
just came up with something brilliant?
Nope.
There was nothing brilliant
exactly.
or unique about it.
Thank you.
And that's why it's so embarrassing.
Yes.
Literally.
Yes.
Mac Jones didn't throw the ball 7 yards
no.
down the field.
No.
He threw screen passes and little, you know, end around type crap.
That was it.
Yeah.
Bro, that was it. This was not anything like splitting the atom. Like, oh my God, can you believe this game plan Bill Belichick had? It was simple.
Yeah.
And coming off of a bye, look, this would have been embarrassing any week against any opponent. I want to make that clear. But when you throw in, it is the Patriots,
yep.
and I pointed this out on Friday, not that this meant anything, but I thought it was good to remember it, how embarrassing most of these losses have been in New England. It hasn't just been the Patriots have won 12 in a row. It hasn't just been that. I gave you the numbers. They get embarrassed every time they see this team. You are facing a rookie quarterback. You're facing an average football team.
Well, I'm
you're
there for
coming
one second.
Off a bye.
Here's the deal.
What?
They were facing a rookie and did everything you should do when you're a great defensive mind against a rookie. It's what Belichick's known for, among other things, right? We were facing a rookie, and we thought we had our great defensive mind in Robert Saleh, did we not? That's the bill of goods we were sold.
Yeah.
That guy's going to get the most out of anything. And, yes, I'm not suggesting we have the same level of talent that they have, but we're supposed to have a great defensive mind. How can I believe that now? When you got beat by screen passes and, of course, terrible tackling even against the run game as well. Like, the New England Patriots did nothing that should have surprised you. They did nothing unique. They did nothing different or new. There wasn't some kind of, oh, my God, I've never seen that before.
Right.
It was basic, straightforward. We're not going to let our quarterback throw the game away.
Right.
We're going to let him throw little five-yard out passes, five-yard swing passes, and let's see if he can tackle anyone.
Bill basically said, I've watched Jet tape. I know that they've struggled against these screen passes. I got an experiment. What if we do it all day? What if we do it all freaking day and dare this defense to make a stop? And he did, and they couldn't. And that's why I listened only because I knew I had to. I couldn't give a rat's ass what Robert Saleh said after this game. I didn't care if he took accountability. I didn't care if he talked like a human. I didn't care if he talked like Joe Judge. None of it mattered. Because as much as we pay attention to it and we get annoyed sometimes by it, it's about results. It's about performance. There was nothing Robert Saleh could say after this game that would make me say, well, gee, he gave a great response. I don't care. I need to see some results. And for anyone who asks the question, well, what'd you expect? What'd you expect? You thought the Jets were going to be good? No. I didn't think the Jets would be good. I used one word to describe what I wanted to see from this team this year. One word. And that was competence. That is not a high bar. The word was competence. So I'll ask you a question. Did you see any competence yesterday?
No.
None. So I'm not talking about they should have won 7 games or 8 games or, Evan, you had unrealistic expectations. With all due respect to you, I had no expectations other than competence. And I have seen no competence from this offensive coordinator. He looks like he has no idea what he's doing.
Especially off a bye.
You had two weeks.
I mean, that's the thing that bothers me. I mean, the 54 bothers you the most. The fact that it's against New England bothers you the most. But the fact that we had 2 weeks to prepare for them while they were going into overtime against the Cowboys last week and lost like a gut-wrenching game. And, by the way, they came out. They scored on every single possession.
Yeah.
Name a possession they didn't score on. Yeah, keep looking because the answer is they scored on every single one of them.
It was embarrassing.
Yes, that is as low as it gets. The New York Jets suck. They suck and they suck. And the owner's not going to come out and say nothing, nor does it matter anyway. Meanwhile, the New York Giants owner came out, apparently, after the New York Giants did exactly what I told you they would do, beat a bad team and a bad quarterback. The New York Giants defense has sucked all year, and that's the game Sam Darnold gets benched in. So for those of you that question my not New York Giant knowledge, question my Jets stuff all you want. Guilty as charged on that one.
Yeah.
But I'm on the Giants like white on rice this
year. I am a very fair guy to you. I'll leave the Jets aside because you've embarrassed yourself. But when it comes to the Giants, you have been right on every game. And even I have to admit this. As somebody that has supported Sam Darnold, that was beyond
Sam Darnold got
pathetic.
Benched against the Giants defense. What are we talking about?
P.J. Walker, who looks worse, might I say.
I do have an answer for the Jets as Zach's going to be out the next 2 to 4 weeks and maybe longer. Who the heck knows? I will give you that. If you are a Giant fan, all right, listen, a win's a win. And now you get to play a beaten Kansas City Chief team on national TV. Huge underdog, as you would imagine they would be. But Kansas City, you know they're going to score, especially against your defense. But they give up a boatload of points. More on that later in the week. But if you're looking to steal a win and maybe get back into a wild card race, you could convince yourself that the Giants have a shot.
Look, I'm not telling you the Giants have a shot. I'm not telling you they're going to win 7 in a row. But I will say this, in a football season especially, there's only 17 of these now. Anytime you win a football game, I don't care who you played. I don't give a damn if it's Carolina or if it's a JV team or whoever it is. You should cherish wins in the NFL, especially when you root for the local teams we've had to watch over the last few years. So you're not wrong when you talk about how pathetic Carolina is. I'm not going to argue about that. Certainly not going to argue about Sam Darnold with you anymore. But if you're a Giant fan, it's okay to be happy. Just like it was okay Saturday morning for Knicks fans to be happy when you beat the Orlando Magic the one time you beat them. It's okay to beat bad teams. You should never apologize.
Correct.
For beating a bad team.
Well, we'll get into it with you. The numbers never change. 877-337-6666. We, of course, will get to basketball later this afternoon. We'll get to the riot outside of Barclays having nothing to do with basketball later this afternoon. We'll start off with the Jets and Giants. The New York Jets are arguably the most embarrassing loss, and that's saying something, in a long time for this franchise. The New York Giants, did what I thought they would do. They beat a bad quarterback and a bad team in their building. So good job by the Giants. Interesting comments from John Mara. We'll tell you what he had to say to the New York Post coming up right after this as well. You know the numbers? Let's get cracking. It's a Monday in New York City. It's Craig Carton and Evan Roberts on the Fan.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
You know, the big question for you, if you're a Jet fan, is, you know, now what? You know, the New York Jets have still... How many more months of football to play?
Now what?
Does it matter? Like, you know,
it matters.
Does it matter, though?
Yes.
I don't know.
I need competence.
I don't know if it matters, though. Like, after a game like yesterday, there's nothing they could say. Listen, I could go through all the quotes of Saleh after the game. Quote, sometimes you get your effing teeth knocked in. They punch us in the friggin' mouth and scored points. Blah, 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 blah. Like, I'm glad he speaks like a human. Okay, good. I'll give you a point for that. But it doesn't matter. Like, you were so bad last night, or yesterday afternoon, that I'm trying to figure out the point now.
Like, the quarterback is showing competence.
Nah,
that's the point.
Now it's over. Sorry.
No, it's not.
I'm not talking Jets anymore with you.
The season's over?
Well, Zach Wilson's out 2 to 4 weeks, so it's time to see the development of our star young quarterback.
Maybe Mike White's the answer.
Maybe Cam Newton's the answer.
You want to go win some games?
I'll sign Cam Newton.
No.
I got no problem with that.
No.
All right, so the point is the season's over, right? It's over. Like, why am I watching?
I'll tell you why.
Other than the fact that, you know, I'm insane, and I say that because we know the definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. Yesterday ended it. Year one of Robert Saleh, Mike LaFleur, Zach Wilson ended yesterday because they were non-competitive. They were fooled by the same play over and over again. You're right. Like, Bill Belichick and his team got together and said, listen, let's run a little running back wiggle out to the right. Call it what you want to call it, right? Mm-hmm. And let's see if the Jets can stop
it. Because on tape, they can't stop it.
Pretty basic play. Every team's got it in their arsenal. And the Jets didn't stop it. So they said, okay, let's run it to the other side. And they didn't stop it there. So then they said, that's interesting. Let's do it again to the right.
Right.
Still couldn't stop it.
Let's do it all day until they prove they can stop it, and they never did.
Let's even let the running back throw the ball.
Right.
Let's have some fun, schoolyard football. So to me, and I know it's not even Halloween yet, it's over.
Hold on a second.
There's no reason to watch anymore.
No, there is.
I got other things I got to get done.
The season is over in terms of them making the postseason, not that anyone who is sane... the season's over. Here's why. Because
Till Zach comes back, I'm done.
If Robert Saleh wants to get a year two, and I know that sounds crazy to say, but if he wants a year two, there needs to be some level of competence.
But he's locked in for year two. No, you know
not
that.
If you are losing 54-13 on a weekly basis.
He ain't going anywhere. You know that, and I know that.
I never would have thought that Robert Saleh would get axed after 1 year, and I'm not saying they should, but there needs to be a level of competence. If there's not,
then there has to be changes. So I'm not even asking for wins. I'm not even giving you a win total. But when you say, what's the point anymore?
What's the
that's
point?
That's the point.
Not for me.
There needs to be some level of competence for guys to get a second year as the answers to this organization's
question.
Well,
you let me know how it goes because I'm done.
I'll let you know.
Let me know. Call me up. Give me like a Monarch Note version of next week's Jet game. Yeah, because I'm done.
No, I understand.
I'm done because there's no reason for me not to be
done.
You
may not be alone in that.
I got other things in life I'd like to accomplish on Sunday.
What are you going
to
do instead?
All right? I don't know. I got a solo stove. We're going to go chop some wood. I'm going to make myself a little fire or something. I don't know. I'll go out and play catch with my kids.
You know why you're full of it?
Maybe I'll start watching old movies I never saw.
No. When you get to 105 on Sunday,
yeah,
you're going to start to say, I wonder what the Jets are doing.
No, this Sunday's Halloween. I got every reason not to watch football. I go out there a little, you know, because Halloween trick-or-treating is earlier and earlier and earlier.
At 1 o'clock in the afternoon?
I may start trick-or-treating at noon. I mean, I didn't even watch the pregame shows. And the Giants don't play on Sunday.
No, not the Monday night.
Yeah. So I think this Sunday, I don't know what I'm going to do. I got to find something. I need a hobby. I was offered a chance to go fishing with my buddy down Monmouth County. Maybe I'll go fishing. Maybe I'll go for a walk, Evan. I'll find a million things to
do
other than support a team.
It's crazy.
They gave up 54 points to the New England Patriots off a freaking bye week.
I wish I could be as healthy as you to do that. Because you're right. Like, not watching the Jets on a given Sunday would be great for me personally health-wise.
Yeah.
But I can't because this is in your blood. So I'm not going to lie to you. I can tell you this right now. Sunday at 1 o'clock, I'm going to agonize over a game I know they're going to get their asses kicked against a much better team in the Cincinnati Bengals.
Oh, Cincinnati's going to drop a 70 point on them.
At this rate.
I mean, why not, right? The Jets have no pride.
You know,
there's no personal pride because if there was personal pride, then you wouldn't give up that many successful screen passes. You wouldn't give up 54 points, right? If there was personal pride, and no disrespect to White. You know, he's not expected to play. He's got no NFL experience. And came in and threw the ball 30 times. And, well, you know, I got no beef for
that
kid.
He wasn't half bad, to be honest with you.
I got no beef for that kid.
How about the personal pride of when Matthew Judon comes down low and uses his body weight on Zach Wilson's leg? How about the personal pride of going over there and telling him maybe you're not happy about that
play? No one said a word to him.
No, I thought he was concerned.
I thought there were two bad hits against Zach Wilson, honestly.
No, the first one,
back to back.
The first one is where he got hurt. That was the guy hit. It was a low hit by guy.
Yep.
And that's where Zach Wilson got hurt. Now, to Zach's credit, I'm going to give Zach a little bit of credit. The play after that is when he converted the third and long to Ryan Griffin.
Right.
So he went out and made a play. And then the next play was the one that really finished him, the Judon play. But you're right. Two out of three plays, the Patriots came low. And by the way, anybody see a flag?
No flag.
Any flag?
Now, Sala did go crazy on the
Where
first
was the flag?
One. But there's no flag, and there's not a single Jet that went to kick Judon's ass.
Well, those are the two things.
Right?
So, number one, why don't you tell Matthew Judon how you feel about it? And number two, let's all be honest about this. See, I'm going to take the mantle of bitching about officials right now. You did that great last week.
Thank you.
I'll take it
from
here.
Well, 2 weeks ago, we had a bye week. Don't forget. I know it didn't look like we had a bye week, but we had 2 weeks to prepare for yesterday.
If that quarterback who took that hit's name is, I don't know, Tom Brady, if that guy's name is Russell Wilson, if that guy's name is Patrick Mahomes, think they throw a flag?
Yes, 100%.
Oh, okay.
I do.
But let Zach just lay there in pain.
He got hit. Listen, the first hit for sure, he came in under his knees. I'm like, what are we doing? And no call at all. Don't tell me he didn't see it. He came in under the knee to make the play. And just add to it. But now there's no reason to watch the next 2 to 4 weeks. And I would support the signing of Cam Newton. I'm good with it. I mean, but if you sign Cam Newton, it means you're trying to win games. And I don't see the point of that now either. I think there's going to be trades made. I think they are going to unload veterans that are towards the end of contracts, especially guys that
we already
free
got
agents.
A preview of what they look like without C.J. Mosley. It ain't good.
And Marcus May is going to be traded for sure.
Are you telling me C.J. Mosley was that good to where he's not on the field and the defense looks
now,
like that?
I watched some of the postgame show last night on SNY. And Bart and Willie Colon, I forget the other guy, Steve Gelbs, there's another player, I forget who the hell it is, doesn't matter. And it was interesting. Willie Colon came out and said, I've been on, you know, bad teams. I've been on teams that got waxed. He goes, that's personal pride. He goes, I saw none of it. No one said I'm making the play here. And then Bart's point was, which I thought was interesting as well, was this. He said, they don't know what to do. It's not that they're not good football players. There's no one telling them where to be or what to look out for because they just don't know.
Yeah, who's that on?
Where's the leadership of the defensive minds on this team to say, hey, guys, look out for the screen pass here? Because they don't have that guy on the field, meaning a coach has to do it. Mm. They're a very young team, as we all know. So he said it's not that they can't play, it's that they don't know what they're doing out there. Now, again, I didn't play football at that level. Those guys did. So I got to take some of what they say as gospel, that based on what they're seeing, haven't seen it and done it before, that's the problem. Well, for me, those are two really big problems. If you tell me there's no personal accountability and they don't know what they're supposed to do collectively, that is called incompetence.
Yeah, yes, it is.
And that's a Woody Johnson hallmark, incompetence. He couldn't even get the vaccine right. We expect him to get a football team right? And where is he? He don't speak because he doesn't have to, he thinks. Meanwhile, I told you I would tease this. John Mara spoke to someone yesterday. Over at the New York Post, I think it was. And apparently, the Giants beating Carolina from a standpoint of Joe Judge versus the guy every Giant person wanted originally, Matt Rhule, to come back to the family, as it were, was significant. Where John Mara took a lot of stock into the fact that Joe Judge beat Matt Rhule and that Joe Judge got Sam Darnold, rather, benched in that game. And he said, it's clear that we got the right guy. Now, I'm saying to myself, you haven't said beep since the debacle of the 2021 year started, right? You were a one-win team and had embarrassing losses to Denver, Atlanta, and on and on and on. The Cowboys waxed you. You got waxed last week, right? They beat a bad football team with a lousy quarterback. And let's be straight about it. It was 5-3.
Yes.
You couldn't score from the one, okay, before you got that safety that made it 5-3. You won the game. That's paramount. That's all that counts. You beat a bad football team, and you're crowing about how you got the right guy to coach? Come on now. If you don't speak publicly or to a reporter when you're 1-5 and you show up because you beat a bad football team and it wasn't pretty, but you beat them, and now you're crowing about having the right guy? Ugh.
Also, Matt Rhule and Joe Judge, neither one may be the right guy. Because I'd ask you this about Matt Rhule and Joe Judge. What have they done in the year and a half they've coached their teams that would lead you to say, this is the right guy? Matt Rhule got a lot of great publicity when he was first hired. Same with Joe Judge. They won the press conference. That's what we heard. Both guys won the press conference. Well, we're at the point where we look at wins and losses. Well, last year, Matt Rhule coached the Carolina Panthers to 5 wins. Joe Judge coached the New York Giants to 6 wins. Right now, the Panthers have 3 wins. The Giants have 2 wins. Do the math. Add it up. They've got the same record, and both records stink. So, Matt Rhule versus Joe Judge is not the competition I want.
No.
Because neither guy has proven they're the answer. Yep.
And I still go back to what Bill Belichick said when they hired Joe Judge. He goes, well, he is better than the last two guys they
hired. What does that mean? I mean, one thing is, the hell does that mean?
Here's Kevin in Nutley, New Jersey on the fan. Kevin, what's going on, buddy?
What's up, guys? Big fan, first-time caller. Craig, just like you said, I'm done. I'm a Jet fan, and I'm done. However, I'm 19 years old, I'm in college, and I'm broke, and I deliver pizza, okay?
Yeah.
And I made the terrible mistake of buying season tickets with my brother this year. So now what do? Do I waste my Sundays watching Mike White at MetLife, or do I sit home?
Well, I mean, you already paid for the tickets. You got to go now. Like, you can't sell them for half price.
You can still also, as you know, as a 19-year-old, have a very good time at the stadium, even when the team stinks.
Go tailgate, drink before the game, enjoy yourself, barbecue, get a solo stove, whatever it might be. I mean, you already made the investment. Now you gotta go.
It's tough, but let me ask you this question, all right? This is my only question I have for you guys.
Sure.
What was more embarrassing, yesterday or the butt fumble game?
I'll hang all right, so it's not a fair question. I have an answer.
I have an answer.
See, the butt fumble was embarrassing to Mark Sanchez, and it happened on Thanksgiving night on national TV. Yesterday's game was worse.
Mm-hmm.
It was worse.
It's not even close.
Yeah. I mean, yesterday you gave up 54. Like, it's hard to even fathom. You know, I was watching. I saw some of the Tampa game, right? So Tampa's up 35-3, I think it was, at halftime. And you start talking, like I'm talking to my kids, and like it's like, they might score 80. Mm. Like, there was no stopping the Tampa offense yesterday, and they're playing against, obviously, a crap team. And in my head, I'm like, yeah, they'll probably run the ball a lot. They're probably not going to score 70, but the fact is they could have.
Sure.
They could have if they wanted to. Now, they wound up really not scoring at all in the second half. They saved a kid from dying from cancer. I mean, they basically turned the second half into the world's greatest charity event of all time, Tom Brady, and we'll get to that in a little bit. The New York Jets, like, I'm looking at their play Cincinnati this week, right? New England has Mac Jones. They're not a prolific offense, and they're not going to be the entire year. They manage the game. You're going up against an offense on Sunday that is prolific this year. An offense that can score at will against most teams they've played this year.
We saw how quickly that Raven game changed yesterday.
Yeah, like, that is as good an offense right now in football. They got an unstoppable wide receiver, best rookie wide receiver in the league by far.
Setting world records.
Yeah. They got a quarterback off the ACL who's playing like he's played before he got hurt.
So you think the Jets are giving up 90? Is that what you're saying?
And I know they're not going to.
No, I know.
But they could embarrass themselves again in giving up 40.
But there is a part of when you play Bill wants to embarrass you. A lot of teams, especially
when you're the Jets.
Yes, a lot of teams don't look at it that way. A lot of teams say, all right, we got this win. Let's get the hell out of here without having guys get injured. Let's just escape with a victory. Bill Belichick wants to stick it to the Jets. It's been going on for a long time. So if there's ever that perfect storm of a score being run up, it's Jets-Patriots. The reason why this game is far worse, it's actually not even close, than the Thanksgiving debacle, is if you remember back to that game, it was scoreless at the end of one quarter. True story. It was a 0-0 game. So there were moments where the game was close. There was not a moment yesterday afternoon, Craig, where that game was close.
No, because they score on every drive.
Yes!
Hey, it's 14-0. And we have the worst first quarter offense in the history of football. It was 14-0. Go outside and play.
And by the way, I know this is a complete nitpick, and you can call me out on it and say, Evan, come on. Hey, Coach Saleh, who I think is right now incredibly incompetent. When you win the coin toss, instead of getting so cute like you run a team that can win a game, how about you say, give me the football first?
I agree 100%.
We've got a garbage offense that's done nothing. We thought for 2 weeks how we could put together a sustainable drive. So instead, when the brilliant Mike LaFleur, gets to finally call some plays, he's already down 7-0.
I thought that was one of the biggest mistakes they made. I even looked at my son and said, I cannot believe they deferred. Because if you get in a hole, it's over. Because it's not a come-from-behind offense. Like, why not go on the field, you know, get a couple first
downs?
Did
you hear his answer? Did you hear the answer? Okay,
no.
By the way, it warms my cockles that me and you are on the same
page. I said it during the game. I cannot believe that they deferred. Like, that was moronic to me.
So his answer, because I had to hear him, even though nothing he could say would make me feel better, he went back to the whole, well, you know, if you end the half with the ball, you get some points. Then you get the ball to start the second half. You can get some points. We love that. Hey, dude, your team stinks. All right? Stop thinking about what you're going to do when you get the ball to start the third quarter. There's a decent chance you're going to be down by 30. Hey, spoiler alert, you pretty much were. So stop thinking about what you're going to do at the end of the second quarter, the beginning of the third quarter. You had a special situation in which your team is being questioned that they can't score points early in a game. It's all anyone talked about with the Jets. It was the number one thing that should have been on your mind for 2 weeks. Knowing that, don't mess around. Don't give your offense a chance to be down 7-0 because your defense can't tackle. Take the football. I agree with you. I thought it was a big mistake.
I couldn't believe that they put their defense on the field first, because the risk is you get in that 7-0 hole, it's over. Changes the entire dynamic of a bad offense coming on the field 0-0 or coming on the field 3 or 7-0. It was just stupid. Mm. It really was. It shows, you want to talk about a little tone deafness? That was a tone-deaf decision by Robert Saleh and the coaching staff.
And think about it. What was the score at halftime, Coach? You were down 31-7, but hey, gee whiz, I got the ball to start the third quarter. Yay!
Woo!
Yay! This is great! Thanks,
Woo!
Coach.
Run, pass, punt. Run, run, pass, punt.
Carter up the middle, Carter up the middle. Bounced incompletion. Running up the middle, run up the middle. Elijah Moore slips. Ladies and gentlemen, your New York Jet offense.
Run, run, pass, punt. Run, run, pass, punt. Run, run, pass, punt. Anyway, it was a beautiful day yesterday.
Yeah, it was fantastic. It was great. I loved it.
We're getting a boatload of rain today, so you're going to long for days like yesterday.
What time is the rain coming? Because I'm going to the Nets game tonight. I want to know.
You going back to that place?
You're damn right I am.
To protest or to watch basketball?
I'm there to see a win and welcome back.
Well, when's that going to happen?
Hopefully tonight. And welcome back a guy I really adore. I want to welcome back graciously Spencer Dinwiddie tonight in Brooklyn. Yeah. And I will show him. I'll show him love. Then he becomes the enemy.
You think you lose 40 games this year?
Oh, boy.
On the table. Listen, we'll get more of your calls coming right up. 877.
Holding fire.
337.
Hold fire, Evan. Hold fire.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.